a Cambridge, Massachusetts institution is gone, a casualty of the Internet. Out-of-town news, a kiosk in Harvard Square, is still there, but it's no longer offering out-of-town news. The one place where people could go on a Wednesday to buy a copy of Monday's Chicago Tribune has concluded that out-of-town papers just don't sell anymore. Richard O'Connor is the supervisor of out-of-town news. And Mr. O'Connor, in the heyday of selling out-of-town papers, how many copies of, say, a 2 or 3 day old L.A. Times might the kiosk have sold?
Probably 2 to 3.
2 to 3 copies a day?
Mm-hmm.
And it was still worth it to stock that many papers from out-of-town?
Yeah, you got a following of people liked it, you know, transplanted Californians. People wanted to go out to the coast and see what, like, real estate was like or jobs. Yeah, it proved to be worthwhile at the time.
And in the past few months?
Yeah, the past few months, it has slowed down because the arrival of the Internet has slowed down. So you're not getting as many people as we used to get who are buying the papers because now you're getting instant access.
You mean people just stay home, log in, and look at the out-of-town paper? Was there a particular moment when you can recall looking around and saying, I know where the people are. They're not here looking at the out-of-town papers. They must be online someplace.
Oh, probably over the last several years. It's been building very slowly. Then over the last couple of years, you could start seeing the drop-off. It's not a decision we took lightly, but unfortunately, the nature of the beast.
What non-Boston papers can one still buy at out-of-town news?
You know, you can get the New York Times, you can get the Washington Post, you can get the New York Daily News, the New York Post, USA Today, Investors Daily, Financial Times. That's about it, I think, right now from the States.
And then you can get foreign papers.
Yes, you can get, you know, a good variety of foreign. You can get most of your major British papers, papers from Egypt, a couple from Japan, one or two from Germany, then I get a Dutch paper.
Now, let me ask you about, say, the British papers for a moment. The Telegraph, the Times, the Guardian, the Independent all have websites. You can get to them pretty easily. Is that an endangered species, the two or three day old British paper?
Not at the present time, it doesn't seem to be. They seem to be holding their own. As long as people want to see the printed word in print, I feel papers will survive.
What are you going to do with all this space that won't be filled with newspapers?
I don't know yet. The management hasn't decided yet. So I don't know what we're going to do with it, to be honest.
Okay. Well, I hope you do something profitable with it in any case.
I certainly hope so.
And thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Richard O'Connor, who is the supervisor of out-of-town news in Cambridge, Massachusetts, which nowadays is no longer selling out-of-town news.